Happy Tuesday. This is Dawn Ireland, President and Founder of CDH International, here to welcome you to another edition of CDH Radio. This week, I am in Athens, Greece, and we're meeting with the family of one of our survivors. So I'm going to sit down with Fanny today in person. How amazing is that to be able to do that again, you know, post-pandemic? And of course, we took all precautions, but it's so nice to just sit down with another mom and have a conversation face-to-face again. And so we're sitting on a beautiful beach at a cafe, and I am meeting her for the first time. And so here's our interview. Hi, everyone. I am in Athens for a congress, and I am honored to meet one of our families. It is so wonderful to meet our CDH parents from around the world. And I am going to let you introduce yourself so that your name is said correctly, because I'll do a bad job.
My name is Fanny.
Fanny
Stapp, let's say. And I have a CDH survivor.
And are you from Athens?
I am. We live in Athens, yes. We are Greeks. We have three children. Our survivor is the third one, the smaller one. He's 19 months old.
Yes. Okay, so I heard a little bit of her story earlier, so I'm going to ask her to retell it because it's wonderful. So she does a very good job. She's very good.
Here in Greece, let's say that it's necessary when you are pregnant to have some tests, some very serious ultrasounds at the first, second, and third trimester of your pregnancy. So we know about CDH at the second big ultrasound, when the second trimester starts. So we know that this happens after the third month, and between third and sixth month, we have this the diaphragm.
Your diaphragm?
Wasn't right. It was tough to learn something like this because we didn't expect something like that as anyone. And
you were 8 months when you found out?
No, it was 6 months.
6 months.
5 to 6 months, something like that. We are very lucky because the doctors which we had, I asked, now what? And the doctor who did the ultrasound told me he will born and he will have a surgery. And I asked, he will be okay? Yes, he will be okay. So I was, it's like walking on the clouds, and I said to everyone, okay, there is a problem. I will deliver him, he will have a surgery, and all be good. It was so simple for me when I was pregnant. I mean, and because I have some problems with doctors and I have to find another doctor, another gynecologist to deliver my baby, when finally I found one, I told him, my baby is very strong because he, when are in your tummy and
kicking,
he was kicking very hard, harder than the other two babies I had. So I told him, my baby is very strong, he will live. And when I delivered him, and I haven't seen him, of course, I haven't taken him in my arms, I haven't heard crying, the doctor comes to see me and asks me, why are you crying? I told him, my baby, and he told me, you said that he's strong and he will be alive. It was very hard time. Either we live in US, in Athens, might some countries be more difficult because they don't have doctors or what they need. It takes 99 days to the NICU before we take him home. It takes 90 days to hug him, to feed him. We pray a lot.
How old was he when he had surgery?
One day.
What? Oh, that was fast.
Yes, because and also surgery, when I was pregnant, told me that the faster he had the surgery, the better for him.
Okay.
It is we have more opportunities for him. It will be because we have another problem. They called. He could have the surgery the first when he born, when he delivered to the hospital the next day morning. But because of the problem, it's the second day of life he had the surgery. The second day of life.
But he was stable.
He was stable. Yes. Unfortunately, the hospital I delivered him. There's another hospital for pediatrics. So they have to deliver him with ambulance. The ambulance in this case is, they have told us this, it's not good. If you can deliver your baby in the hospital that they are pediatricians, this is the best. A surgery told me that in America he had worked. There is a special team to deliver babies from the one floor to the other, these babies. Here in Greece we don't have, we have, but in private hospitals. So they delivered him. He wasn't stable then. The doctors at the pediatric hospital were very polite. They didn't told us your baby is dying. They just told us, please have your phone on your mind. We will need you soon. On the second day he has a surgery. I haven't seen him for 3 days because I was at the other hospital and I didn't think to visit him and come and return also to the hospital. And I feel bad for this. Okay, and the third day they told us that he's, let's find the word. We have him, this in our stomach and sometimes stops working. And we have problem.
The intestines?
No, how would you like to Okay, he had problem with his intestines, and the surgery told that he has to open him again. I arrived then at the hospital. He wasn't stable. Also, he used the accepted tube. He was in vibration.
On an oscillating ventilator where their chest moves like,
and also
the nitric oxide.
Yes, it's very difficult to take all this and take him to the surgery room. The neonatologist told us we have to wait to make him an ultrasound at this hospital. The best ultrasound doctor works there and was there. And they told me that if she wasn't there, they called her to go there to examine our baby. I told you that because I want you to show that there are doctors that not only pay attention or give energy to what they do, but they love kids and they don't work. They give more. And I'm very lucky to meet them. So the ultrasound showed that his intestines,
intestines,
they work, but need some more time to work than the norm. So we don't have to make any surgery. We have to wait some days more. Also told me that they cannot move the child. With I know this vibration, the surgeons must do the surgery at the NICU. Thank God. But we need another surgery after one month and a half at his heart, because he has something that premature babies had. Let me find it. And we have to close it in order to help him breathe.
Like an atrial septal defect or a ventral defect?
Here in Greece we said it votalios porus. It is a clip in our heart that it sends blood to the heart and back to the lungs all the time. And when you bore, this closes automatically. This hadn't closed to our babies, but it helps him when he has this pulmonary hypertension, how do you call it?
Pulmonary hypertension, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because of the way he sends, it sends the blood. But when we need him to extubate him, it was very difficult. So they told us we cannot wait anymore. It must have been closed. This clip must be closed in order to help him breathe. And he took this surgery, and 1 week after, he was at
oxygen.
No, after the surgery, some days after, he's on
the oxygen.
Yes, and one morning I went there, and a very lovely nurse told me, "Mom, have you seen your baby?" I said, "No." "You haven't seen him?" "No." I feel very strange. I thought that something bad happened. Told me he's in the air. She meant he breathes alone. That was a shock. It's something like a step forward to hug him, a step to go home. It takes a month also to go home. It wasn't so easy, but he did well. It was a CDH with all the organs except the nephra. The most of the organs are up. There are very early at the pregnancy that this happened, because after the trimester this happened. We don't know when exactly, but it happens very early.
It was on the left?
Yes, on the left. The first day, no one expected that he would leave. They don't say it for bad, but they told us that these babies, normally, they don't manage to leave. The most of them delivered to the pediatrician hospitals, and they don't have the opportunity to get at the surgery because they don't make it. So we feel that we have a miracle.
Can you share with everyone the story you told me earlier about the this
Yes, how you call this?
A birthmark?
He has the hair, the hair on, at his face.
On the forehead, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The fluff. Mm-hmm. Here, he has a it's like a thumb here. They make a circle. They are, you can see them if you go at the light, and you can see something like that, like someone had put his thumb and blessed him. And blessed us, of course, and all of our family, because it's difficult for the baby, of course, but also it's difficult and for the family. Families, parents, brothers and sisters, if they are. Also grandparents, aunts, uncles. It's difficult for everyone, because if you have family, you are all in the same boat. It might be more difficult for me or for father, but it's also difficult for my parents, for my parents-in-law, because we all suffer, because they don't have the opportunity to see him or to see any of these babies, to touch them. They don't know exactly what happened. We are not doctors. We have many questions. We took answers, but you are not able always to understand what they told you, and how you can tolerate with this. We're also very glad that doctors, the neonatologist, never told us that our baby dies. Never. And even when he is going to die, they never told us that. But they told us that we're very blessed, and our baby is also blessed. In his life, he had someone to help him, to give him life. They also told us that our baby was strong. He fought for his life. They saw a strong baby that fight for his life. So they helped us. They will help every baby. But he gives signals. He gave signals that I will live. In Greece also we have not private,
public.
We have public hospitals, so we have the. It's a very big help about the. We don't have to pay. Also, in our private hospitals, our public insurance. When you have insurance. Public, you pay for it, yes. But it's public. So many of us, we can go to a private hospital, and our public insurance pay the hospital, and you pay a smaller amount. But when you stay at the hospital 3, 4, 6, 8 months, the amount is too big. We are also, we have an opportunity, I mean, you have to pay everything in the US, yes. But we have this convenience here in Greece. The amount are smaller. We don't have ECMO.
We talked about that a little bit earlier, and I don't think that many of the CDH families are aware that not every country has ECMO.
Also, there's not only ECMO. We don't have things that maybe every day, okay, I'm not a doctor, you must talk to a doctor about this, but there are many lots of amenities at the hospitals right now. I'm very happy of the public hospital. I want these hospitals to keep working, not be private.
Do you know, Fanny is one of the three translators here in Greece who helped us do the parent reference guide, and she's involved with the other Greek parents here. And do you know
how many hospitals in Greece take care of CDH babies? Does everyone
we don't have hospitals only for CDH babies. Oh. Because we are smaller country than US.
But no.
I mean, you can go everywhere you want.
So other, I mean, but other hospitals will take care of these babies, not the, just in Athens?
In Athens, there are two public hospitals. And there are also three private. It's all it's hospitals. You can deliver your baby. How do you call them? Okay, there are hospitals only for delivering your baby.
Maternity hospitals.
Maternity
yes.
hospitals, and they also have pediatricians and pediatrician surgeries. Three in Athens and two public. Three public. Excuse me. We also have in Thessaloniki, I don't know how many, but there are also in Thessaloniki. And might in Alexandroupolis, in big cities, there are big hospitals with pediatrician surgeons.
Okay, in the US we...
I have heard that you have a hospital only for CDH.
No, that's not true.
Apart only?
There is one hospital that has a section for
okay.
CDH.
We don't have something like that.
Well, we only have the one, and that's the only one that I know of. But we have other hospitals that have sections with CDH, but they don't call them that. They don't advertise that, but they have just as many patients. But there is no hospital that's just CDH. I don't even think I would want that because it wouldn't be fair for families to have to travel
yes,
so much.
It's
very
not
expensive.
Good for baby.
Right. It's convenient for the doctors.
Yes, they told us that to deliver a baby, every baby, especially with CDH, but every baby which is in need, it's a shock to put him at the ambulance and make this.
Yes.
It was a five-minute drive, not a long drive.
But
it was it was very hard.
Yes.
It wasn't good for him.
Right.
He made him worse.
Yes, my son was not diagnosed. We didn't know. So he had to fly an ambulance and a helicopter 2 hours. And we want to avoid that as much as possible for the
yes.
children if we can, because it makes it a little bit worse. To get them to a hospital where the doctors know what to do, because not every doctor knows CDH, not every surgeon knows CDH, that they don't have a lot of experience with it. Surgeons tend to have certain congenital anomalies or birth defects that they work with, that they specialize in.
As far as I know, I have met four surgeons. Their experience is not too big because we're a small country, as I have told you. I mean, the one told us that he had 7 children with CDH in his career. It's not many, but we are less than you. I mean, if there are 1,000 to 3,000 children every year,
yes.
I don't know how many children born here in Greece, but let's say we have 2 or 3 every year CDHs.
That's not many. No, it's not.
But they couldn't have more experience because
they don't have the patience. True. We met many doctors from Greece here at this conference, and it was really interesting to talk to them and learn about their experiences and to hand them the parent reference guides that you and the others translated so that they can give it to, so they can take those guides and give them to parents when they're just diagnosed so that they understand. Because you didn't have that and I didn't have that, and it makes it easier.
The doctor the surgeon that have the surgery to my baby, I haven't met him before. It was the surgeon that the day my baby delivered to the hospital was there. So he will make the surgery. If I have talked previously when I was pregnant with another doctor and I want the other doctor to make the surgery to my baby, I can choose. But I haven't. So there is, but I'm very glad. He was, he is a very good surgeon.
That's wonderful. So tell us how your little boy's doing now.
Now he's 19 months old. He haven't walked yet. He's trying. When you handle, you take his hand, he can walk. He don't have any problem, but because of the, he stayed 3 months at the NICU, and we couldn't take him in our arms, so he's pining to make moves or to change him position. This delay,
developmental delay, yes, it's common, yes.
But he, we can, when he can communicate with us in his way, but he can. He says, he said some words because of his brother and sister, he's doing what they do. He's a very smiley boy. And when he was in the NICU and was at the oxygen, he starts smiling. He's doing fine. I mean, he's doing extra fine.
That's wonderful. How about the feeding? Is he?
We're very lucky because when he was at the hospital, we have the
local NG tube. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But he has many vomits. He vomits. Because of the medicines. He took some medicines to help him digest the milk. But he didn't like that kind of milk he took then. He didn't like the medicines. So when we get home, I said, I tried to cut you the one medicine. I think he's not doing well. And he stopped vomiting. I talked to the doctor, of course, at the NICU, and I told him to try this to see if he stopped vomiting. Let's try it for 4 days. And that was medicine. Then I started breastfeeding him. I was bored of pumping milk. I didn't want this. And I said, I have the baby, I have the milk, so we can do it together. And then at 3 months old, I started breastfeeding him.
That's wonderful.
And when he was 6 months, we start, 5 and a half, we start feeding him with spoon because he's lightweight. He must gain weight. He haven't yet. I mean, he's 19 months old and he's 9 kilos. But okay, he takes centimeters and his head starts. His development is okay. It's at the. It's not the perfect, it's not at the middle, it's at the down.
But he's still on the chart, that's all
yes.
That matters.
A little bit down of the chart, but okay.
He'll catch up.
And now he eats everything. We keep feeding him creams in order to gain weight. But he can eat, I mean, if you give him potato or something soft, he can chew it.
That's great. I'm so happy that he's doing so well and he's home. And thank you so much for sharing his story and for wanting to help other parents too, because this is still so new to you. It's only been a year and a half. It's not very long.
It's not very long. Sometimes it seems years ago, and sometimes you feel so afraid. You don't know. Are we okay? It's very hard. If someone believes, I think that he has to pray. I think that we have to smile, not go to the hospital and cry over our babies. We must be smiling. We must be very kind with doctors and nurses. They don't work for us. Either we pay them or are in public sector. They don't work for us. We work with them. I mean, you go there, you smile, you help your baby. If you can hug him or something, you can help. But not be rude. Be polite. It's very difficult for them to have kids like them. It's very difficult to have a baby that they know that might be not there the other day, and a mother that has never hugged her baby. It's very difficult. So please be polite and love them. They need love in order to keep giving, and they give a lot to our children.
Great advice. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
Thank
so
you
wonderful
too.
To meet you and hear your story. Wait, I'm going to turn this off.
Thank you, Fanny, for sharing your family story. We so appreciate it. And thank you for coming out to meet me. And it was so lovely to meet you and hear your family's journey with congenital diaphragmatic hernia. Thank you all for joining us again this week. If you'd like to share your story, please go to www.cdhi.org/share-your-story. This is Dawn Ireland from CDH International, and I'll see you again next week.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.